Srimad Bhagavatam, Granth Raj Ki Jai. Canto 1, Chapter 12, Text Number 13. Tasya Prita Mana Rup Raja Vipraer Lomya Kripa Dibihi. Jatakam karayam asa vachayitva cha mangalam. King Yudhisthira, who was very satisfied with the birth of Maharaj Parikshit, had the purificatory process of birth performed. Learned brahmanas, headed by Domna and Kripa, recited auspicious hymns. Purport. By His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivinoda Swami Prabhupada. There is a need for a good, intelligent class of brahmanas who are expert in performing the purificatory process as prescribed in the system of Varnasram Dharma. Unless such purificatory processes are performed, there is no possibility of good population. And in the age of Kali, the population all over the world is of Sudra quality or lower for want of this purificatory process. It is not possible, however, to revive the Vedic process of purification in this age. For want of proper facilities and good brahmanas. But there is the Panchatrika system, also recommended for this age. Panchatrika system acts on the Sudra class of men. Supposedly the population of Kali Yuga. And it is the prescribed purificatory process suitable to the age and time. Such a purificatory process is allowed only for spiritual upliftment and not for any other purpose. Spiritual upliftment is never conditioned by higher or lower parentage. After the Garbhadana purificatory process, there are certain other samskaras, like Simantonayana, Sada Bhakshanam, etc., during the period of pregnancy, and when a child is born, the first purificatory process is Jatakarma. This was performed duly by Maharaj Yudhisthira with the help of good and learned brahmas like Domya, the royal priest, and Kripacharya, who was not only a priest but also a great general. Wow. Both these learned and perfect priests, assisted by other good brahmanas, were employed by Maharaj Yudhisthira to perform the ceremony. Therefore, all the samskaras, purificatory processes, are not mere formalities or social functions only, but they are all for the practical purposes and can be successfully performed by expert brahmanas like Domya and Kripa. Such brahmanas are not only rare, but also not available in this age. And therefore, for the purpose of spiritual upliftment in this fallen age, the Goswamis prefer the purificatory processes under the Panchatrika formulas for the Vedic rites. Kripacharya is the son of the great Rishi Sardban and was born in the family of Gotama. Their birth is said to be accidental. By chance, the great Rishi Sardban met Janapadi, a famous society girl of heaven. And this Rishi Sardban discharged semen in two parts. By one part, immediately a male child, and by the other part, a female child were born as twins. The male child was later on known as Kripa, and the female child was known as Kripi. Maharaj Santanu, while engaged in chase in the jungle, picked up the children and brought them up to the brahminical status by the proper purificatory process. How about that? Kripacharya later became a great general like Dronacharya, and his sister was married to Dronacharya. Kripacharya later on took part in the Battle of Kurukshetra and joined the party of Duryodhana. Wow. Kripacharya helped kill Abhimanyu, the father of Maharaj Parikshit, but he was still held in esteem by the family of the Pandavas due to his being a great Brahmana as Dronacharya. When the Pandavas were sent to the forest after being defeated in the gambling game with Dronacharya, Duryodhana, Dhritarashtra entrusted the Pandavas to Kripacharya for guidance. After the end of the battle, Kripacharya again became a member of the royal family, and he was called during the birth of Maharaj Parikshit for a recitation of auspicious Vedic hymns to make the ceremony successful. Maharaj Yudhisthira, while quitting the palace for his great departure to the Himalayas, entrusted Kripacharya with Maharaj Parikshit as his disciple, and he left home satisfied because Kripacharya is taking charge of Maharaj Parikshit. The great administrators, kings, and emperors were always under the guidance of learned brahmanas like Kripacharya, and thus were able to act properly in the discharge of political responsibilities. Wow, what a head, what a story. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Well, again, we see the importance of Pancharatrikya system of Narada Muni. It's very important because in its age, there are no qualified Brahmins to perform all the samskaras. Although there are Brahmins who do perform samskaras, oftentimes it becomes a social affair, not so much spiritual, although there is a spiritual underpinning of it. And let me see here what it says about Pancharatrika Bida. Anyway, the Pancharatrika Bida was written by Narada Muni. And the whole purpose of it is to help people in Kali Yuga, because most, if not all people in Kali Yuga are born Sudras. And normally there's no provision to elevate the Sudras up to the level of Brahmana. But in Kali Yuga there is, by the mercy of Narada Muni and Vaishnava Acharyas. So therefore in this age it doesn't matter what position you're born in, you can be less than a Sudra. But if someone is willing to be trained, then they can attain the highest position by the mercy of the Vaishnavas. So this is exactly what Prabhupada has done and did. He came to the United States. He picked up people. He gives the example of one man was walking down the street and he saw a wire and he picked it up. And then he kept walking and he found a gourd. G-O-U-R-D, a dried, like, pumpkin shell. And he kept walking, and he found a rod, like a broom stick. So he went home and put them together, and then tied the string and stretched it, and he made an instrument. And he started playing it, ting, ting, ting. And he started to chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, with the instrument, playing with the instrument. Ding, 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 ding. And he said, this is how I made ISKCON. I picked up these boys here and there. They were loitering in the streets. And they've now become very nice Vaishnavas. So, this is the process of Krishna consciousness. And Adama can become an Uttama by the mercy of a bona fide Vaishnava guru. And now Prabhupada's program is to save the whole world by making an army of Vaishnava, let's say, devotees who are qualified to train people and bring them up to the position of Brahmanas, and from there to genuine, pure Vaishnavas. So life is meant for purification. So there are two things. There is sacrifice and service, the two S words, sacrifice and service, or tapasya and devotional service. So this is what's recommended for everyone in this age, not sense gratification and making money. It's tapasya or sacrifice and service, or tapasya and devotion, devotional service. So therefore, there is a need for good, intelligent class of brahmanas, and above that, even, Vaishnavas. So the Pancharitrika system acts on a sudra class of men, supposedly the population of the Kali Yuga, and it is the prescribed purificatory process suitable to the age and time. So what does it mean by suitable? Well, it's specifically planned to help the lowest people become qualified and purified. So purification, you see, is in all religions. They have different ways of doing it. But in Krishna consciousness, it is following the regulative principles strictly and regularly hearing morning and evening Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, taking prasadam and chanting Hare Krishna. So there's five things that one should do. That is, one is chant Hare Krishna, associate with devotees, and engage in sankirtan, and regularly hear the scriptures, and live in a holy place, like a temple, or near a temple, or in the holy dham. So this is equal and better, in fact, than the Garbhadhan purificatory process. But both processes are for purification, whether it's the Varnashram system or the Pancharitrika. Okay, so then the whole story of Kripacharya is a very interesting story. And it shows, even though he participated in killing Abhimanyu, there's a principle in Vedic culture that brahmanas should never be punished. So, because Kripacharya was a genuine brahmana, not a phony brahmana. Phony brahmana should be punished, but genuine brahmana should never be punished. And he wasn't. And they entrusted Parikshit to him, to be trained by him. So that's an amazing story about Kripacharya. And we should think very deeply about it. Kripacharya, Bhisma Pitamaha, Duryodhana. They were all amazing persons. And all of them fought for Duryodhana. Amazing. But yet, they were esteemed devotees, and up until today we still glorify them. So we can learn many lessons from the story of Kripacharya and Bhisma Pitamaha and Dronacharya. So are there any questions? Well, you just learned about him. This is all you have to know. What's right here? If I asked you to repeat what you heard, you probably couldn't do it. It's a complicated story. So just focus on this. Yep. You won't find anything more authentic than what Prabhupada just explained. Okay. All glories to Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama.